Hell, I'm trying to do what God done. That's why I go over there on land and turtle in the water. And then got through with the turtle. God woke up, I looked at him and said, "Say, buddy," said, "yo, thing ain't like mine." So yes, still. That's when he called on Gopher, Gopher. So yes, it is. He just like yours. He said, "No, mine got a tail. Yours ain't got no tail." So the Gopher went to dry land and the turtle went to the water.
That's very interesting.
That's when the turtle, or Gopher, still on dry land.
Well, listen, let me ask you this. Can you eat any of these things that go for all the turtle all the time?
Well, a lot of people eat them all. Of course, I've eaten either one of them, but a lot of people eat them all.
Uh-huh.
The Gopher and the turtle, too.
What do you call the intestines of a hog that people can eat?
Seed?
The intestines of a hog.
Oh, killing.
Uh-huh. And can the insides of other creatures be eaten, too?
Well, people hardly ever do it. Mm-hmm. But they, well, cow can.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, now what's tripe in a
that's
cow?
That's the maw of the intestines.
Uh-huh. And that's
what would hold all the food.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Now do you call it tripe if it's from what kind of animal?
Cow.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And maw if it's from a hog.
Okay. What do you call the center part of an egg?
Yolk.
And what do you call the upper part of a man's body?
Breast.
What do you call something that a person goes into if he wants to go out on a creek? You know, get in and row himself along?
Boat.
Have you ever heard people talk about a batteau?
Batteau, yes.
And now, is that a certain kind of boat? Or?
It's a small boat, it's called a batteau.
Mm-hmm.
But a large boat, it's called a boat.
Okay.
Large boat on the water with a batteau, you see. You just take it and pedal it along.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Pillow slip.
Okay. If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty what of beads? Certainly a pretty... Shall I ask that again? If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you know, you might say, that's certainly a pretty what of beads?
You got me out.
Well, have you heard people talk about a string of beads or a pair of beads or a set of beads? Or
yeah, I said set of beads.
Set of beads, okay, fine. If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you might say one man really did what to the other one?
Beat the other.
Okay.
Whoop, there you are.
Okay. What do you call pie?
I'll answer some of those questions for you.
What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? You might say he got down on his...
knee.
Yeah, but now what about the back part?
Right here.
Well, have you ever heard people talk about getting down on...
thigh.
Hunkers or his haunches or his something like
that's
that?
Down on his hump.
And that would be squatting down like
listen,
that?
Just like this.
Okay, good. What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a...
That's really stingy, all I can say.
That's fine. Suppose a person is wearing funny-looking clothes. You'd say, he really looks...
bad.
Okay. Would you ever use a word like tacky or slouchy or dutchy? If you're talking about somebody who looked bad, would you ever use the word tacky or dutchy
yes.
or slouchy?
Yes, I used last time.
Well, what about if you were talking about a woman instead of a man and her clothes didn't look right? What would you say? You say she really looks...
slouchy.
Okay. What do you call it?